The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There. Okay. So hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to this rendition of Happy Hour. It's lovely to be with you, to feel your presence from so many different time zones joining. These different mediums, different media. So for today's Happy Hour practice session together, I'd like to invite us to engage with the practice of mudita, in the form of appreciation. So what is mudita, for those of you who may not be familiar with the term mudita, the Pali word for vicarious joy? So basically turning towards joy, whether it's joy for our own goodness and blessings or the gifts of other people. So it's a way to really just relax and savor goodness. Relax and savor goodness. And the gift of this practice is especially important because our minds tend to gravitate towards challenges, towards dukkha, towards trauma, towards what's hard, what's difficult. Ouch. And in order to feel resourced, to remember, yes, there is goodness here. There is so much goodness here. This practice allows us to open up to goodness in our lives, the goodness in our lives and the lives of others, especially when there is difficulty, especially when there is difficulty in our lives and when there's difficulty in the world. It's not a way to put our heads in the sand, not at all. It's not escapism, but the way to open the heart, to really fill up our sphere of experience with the fullness of life, with the fullness of life. So we've practiced joy, opening to joy, gratitude, mudita in different ways. And tonight I want to get into it actually slightly differently than I usually guide it, because as you know, I always like to invite, explore in different ways and invite you to explore your heart, your mind, these spaces through different entryways, because as we enter through different doors, we end up in different chambers of the heart. Like, oh, wow, I didn't know this was possible. As many of you have shared and reported, as we try different doors, different windows, not always the same thing, but just creativity, this practice of the Brahma-viharas, the heavenly abodes, which metta, loving kindness, and mudita, vicarious joy and gratitude are a part of, are creative practices, are really creative practices to plant seeds. And if you happen to be new to this practice, what I like to say is whatever arises is okay. Don't feel like you're a failure just because you cannot generate joy or you cannot connect with gratitude. And in order to be successful at the practice, it doesn't work like that. It does not. As long as you turn towards whatever arises with kindness, even towards difficulty with appreciation. I'll talk more about this because it's like, what is she talking about towards difficulty with appreciation? But it can become available. Then you're doing the practice right. Then the practice, you're planting seeds. It doesn't have to look a particular way. In fact, this practice amazes us. It surprises us in ways that opens us to the dimensionality of our humanity in ways we don't quite know ourselves. We take ourselves to be this limited, little, two-dimensional being. And then these practices open up our heart to so much possibility. So let yourself be surprised. So I won't say more about how we're going to enter, so that you just enter through a different path today, maybe. And whatever arises again, turn towards it with kindness. It's all okay. So I think I have said enough to set the stage. So I would like to invite us all now to enter into our meditation posture, landing in this body. And if you need to lie down or stand, the different postures the Buddha has taught, that's perfectly fine. And if you're sitting for a moment, maybe move your shoulders, move back and forth, reconnect with this body, see what this body needs. And land in your sit bones. Land with your feet. Land with your breath, breath in the abdomen. Breath in the abdomen. Let it be received. In breath and the out breath. And just spending a few minutes being settled, connecting, letting your awareness connect with your body, your feet on the ground, as if your breath is moving through your feet into the earth, connecting, deeply rooting. Feeling the sensations of your hands on your lap. Releasing, relaxing. And your bottom on the cushion. Releasing the weight of your upper body. Onto your sit bones. And as thoughts arise, as they will inevitably arise, it's okay. See if you can attend to them, know them, not with judgment, but appreciatively. Oh, this mind, this brain works. Thinking is happening. Oh, thinking about this. And then with kindness, with a smile, saying thank you, and not now. I appreciate you. Please come back later. Let's just settle in the body and relax. Nothing to do, nothing to accomplish in this moment, nothing at all, nothing. No doing. Just let the body, the heart relax. Just be breathed, taking refuge in the simplicity of doing nothing. And can you enjoy, just really enjoy having no agenda right now? No agenda. And just to enjoy being in its mysterious simplicity. Just opening your awareness to joy, delight. What's nourishing in the body, in the heart? Maybe you feel some buzzing. In your body. Maybe with each out breath, there is more letting go and settling. Nourishing contentment. Sometimes we forget what it's like to just sit contentedly. Always need to do, to accomplish, to be. Even when it comes to the Dharma, to the practice. Radical, radical simplicity of letting go. It's like a free fall, where there is nothing to fall onto. It's safe. Just enjoy. Enjoy the release. And if thoughts arise, I don't know what I'm doing. Ah, is this right? Simply smile and release. No need to believe all the thoughts. You are doing it right. Whatever doing there is in this non-doing. Release and open your heart to enjoy. Inviting all the flowers, the birds, the deer to come to the watering hole. Wait, wait long enough, they will show up. The bird song of the breath, maybe you notice it's enjoyable. Or the sense of heaviness in your body after a while. Wow, how nice. Be patient, release and enjoy. As we wait long enough, our attention becomes more subtle. It can take a while. Be patient. Release and enjoy. There is so much. It will become clear. At the beginning, we put more emphasis on the release. If there are more thoughts, more doing, wanting, release and enjoy. And when you notice your heart has settled into refuge in this moment, then open wider to enjoy. When we look, when we perceive through the lens of enjoyment, we notice more joy that we hadn't noticed before. Maybe the sensations of the breath, particular way, particular place becomes source of joy, enjoyment. Sensations in the body or sound. Or maybe there is nothing, and that nothingness becomes a source of contentment and joy and ease. Your mind, your heart can enjoy what is subtle, more than you give yourself credit. Open up to that possibility. Relax and receive the joy of the present moment. Relax, release, and receive the joy of the present moment. You can stay in this subtle present moment, embodied presence, appreciating the subtle, contentment with the subtle. What is? And if you like, you may drop in, still in the subtlety, but like a dropper that picks up a drop of color. Drop in one goodness, one blessing in your life, and let it reverberate. Maybe it's friends, family, health, roof over your head, something. It's personal to you. Drop it in, this reflection. Not to think about it, but drop it into your body. Let yourself savor, enjoy. Take delight in. Is your heart fully open in this goodness, in this blessing? And now you can drop another dropper full of something else, another drop, another blessing. Let it be appreciated, enjoyed. Not thinking about it, but feeling embodied, just relishing this goodness. Maybe now another dropper, another drop of something else, another goodness in your life. Drop it into your body. Now, as we've been taking this dropper, taking a drop of our own life's blessings, and now take a drop. It's a drop of color from someone you care about, the blessing in their life, something good in their life. And drop that drop of color into your sphere of experience. Let yourself savor, appreciate, be happy for, enjoy their blessing, their cause for happiness, as if it were your own. Let yourself feel it in your body, in your heart. Your body relaxed, released, just enjoying, your heart savoring this deliciousness of this goodness, as if it were your own. And not every aspect of their life may be happy or blessed, but this one drop. Now another drop. Same person or another person in your life. Drop it into your heart, this blessing. Let yourself relish it in an embodied way. Maybe, for example, this person is enjoying sports and is very athletic. As you drop the joy of the sports in your body, your heart, as if it's your joy, your body feels alight with gladness, appreciation, happiness, energized. As if it were your own. And as we bring this practice period to a close, let there be appreciation in your heart, in your body, contentment for whatever arose or did not arise And if there was one moment of goodness and appreciation, yay, planting wholesome seeds. Gratitude, appreciation, offering our goodness, offering our gladness as a gift of generosity to all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere know to savor, to appreciate, to delight in the goodness in their lives and those of others. May all beings everywhere be happy and free, including ourselves. Thank you all. Thank you for your goodness, for your practice. So we have some time. If you'd like to share reflections, if you'd like to raise your hand to share a reflection, what came up for you, maybe something new. You're welcome to. You can type it in chat. If you type it to me privately, I won't read your name. If you type it to everyone, I'll read your name. And yeah, what was this like for you? What, any aha moments, any challenges, any gifts? Don, I see your hand, please.
Yeah, Nikki, thanks so much. It was really interesting. I was pondering, enjoying, I'll call it suffering or pain. And I was just, that's a slippery one for me. And every once in a while, I sort of go, oh, that's really interesting. That's really cool to sort of just seeing pure or feeling pure sensation. But it's tough. And I was just curious kind of your reflections on, you know, observing difficulty.
Yeah, yeah. So I appreciate you bringing that up. And don't mute yourself just yet, Don. Let me ask you something here. I'll say more about what Odai mean. And yet, I think there's something very important here that you're raising from your own experience. It feels like something opens up for you in the way of, oh, actually, there's some, maybe there's gratitude or openness to dukkha, to suffering seen a different way. And then it's like, whoa, 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 this is slippery slope. This is not safe. This is not okay. Is that how it's showing up? Or actually, let me hear it from your words.
Oh, the slippery part is it just reverts to suffering. I'm not sure if it makes any sense, but the sort of observing the pure sensation and is sort of, yeah, I can enjoy that, and sometimes it's suffering or it could be pleasure, but in the case of suffering, oftentimes it just reverts to, oh wow, this is really painful, and so there isn't that joy, and I heard at one point you mentioned that it would sort of be patient, and yeah, that's the part that's like, oh okay, how patient do I need to be?
Right. Yeah. So very interesting. So what I'm hearing in your own experience, it seems like maybe, and also sounds like you're talking about physical pain because there's so many different types of suffering, but you're talking about physical pain. It sounds like specific.
Both
mental, physical and mental.
Yeah.
And maybe there is a moment of opening up to, oh, just seeing perhaps a different perspective on suffering and then reverts back. So I think what I mean by that, again, this is not, it's not meant to be, it's not at all a masochistic way of enjoying pain. It's not that at all. It's furthest from that. So I just want to say that at the very beginning. But what it is that our perspective can shift, our perspective to what we take to be reality or experience, what's good, what's bad, it can shift. And sometimes it can be surprising. And there can even be the sense of, and maybe one way that's easier to see that sometimes, not enjoying suffering, but maybe the word gratitude for suffering. I think that might be more present for people. That might be the way to enter, not so much enjoying it. So I'll drop that for now because that's a little, it could be more obtuse or weird, but let's work with appreciation for suffering. And that, I think that can be more accessible, because sometimes you can actually see the goodness. We can see the bright, the silver lining in the suffering that's intertwined with it. So there's a sense of gratitude for it. Because of this, there is that. And yet sometimes this perspective shifts so much that it's not just the silver lining, but it's like, wow, even suffering, this is grace to be human, to have the joys, to even have the sorrows. This is amazing. This is grace. The mind, the heart can open to that perspective. And yet don't push it. Just knowing that that can be available, that can be possibility. Does that help, Don?
Yeah, thank you.
Great. Thank you so much for bringing that in. Yeah. Any other reflections before we turn to practice and community? Anything else that opened up for you today in this way of getting into this practice of mudita from a very different way? I'm really curious about that. If you notice the just relax and releasing and enjoying, and then just drop her full of your own enjoyment, then drop her full of somebody else's enjoyment into your life. Like, wow, this is another way to feel joy for others' joys. So Mary Christine, oh my goodness, I see you. And Bodhi. Bodhi's all of a sudden very loving, joyously licking your face.
I don't know how to do that. Is it
sharing your joy, Mary Christine.
Yeah,
I love it.
It brings me joy. Is it that the suffering gives us, are we grateful because the suffering opens an opportunity to explore? Is that what you're saying? Or I've misunderstood?
Yeah, I think that's the first stage of it. I think that's okay. What I'm talking, that's the first stage that can be more accessible for people, that it's through the suffering that a lot of growth, and there's so many studies about post-traumatic growth, etc., that we wouldn't be the people we are if it wasn't for the challenges we have in our life. So that's an easier accessible. So yes, I'm saying that. And I'm saying another level to that, which is above and beyond that.
Okay. Thank you from Bodhi and I.
Yeah. Thanks to both you and Bodhi. Oh, so sweet. Oh my God, so cute. Any other reflections? A quick one, perhaps. Again, how this different way might have affected you, impacted you, entering this metaphor of the dropper full of appreciation for your own or somebody else's. Maybe I'll share, since I don't see any hands or written reflections. I mean, for me, again, this is another way to get into it. And it's instead of going into like, imagine somebody else's happiness and feel happy for them, this really brings it home. This really brings it in, this embodiment of happiness, joy for ourselves, delight, appreciation. And then for them, it's just such a physical. And what I was sharing at the end, for example, imagining what came up in my mind was someone that I know who's very physically active with sports and just imagine taking a dropper full of their energy and their joy to all these sports and dropping. And you're like, oh, yes, it's as if it's my own. There's such a sense of embodied appreciation, embodied mudita, vicarious joy, which is different from a heady appreciation. That's what I was hoping you would tap into. That's my hope, however much that was possible. Anyway. So, dear ones, let's turn to holding each other with mudita, with appreciation, with joy. And I will create the practice discussion rooms with another couple of people. Invitation always is to just share from your own experience, and the next person will share from theirs. We'll say pass, just hold space. If you don't want to speak, that's fine. Holding kind space for each other. And then the next person then comes back to you. So you'll go around and around a few times. So it will be a short monologue, each person. No interruptions, asking questions, just sharing from your own experience and not facilitating the group either. Just showing up and letting other people show up in whichever way is safe and comfortable for them, and holding each other with kindness. So tonight you're invited to say, if you like, something about how this practice was for you, or maybe something that you're grateful for, just the drop or full for of your life or somebody else's life that brought you the sense of gladness. So opening the rooms, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Here we go. Okay, all the rooms are closed. Everybody's back. And any final, last, quick reflections before we close? Any urgent, anything that you like to say to feel complete? Okay, going once. Maria Christine, make it quick.
Thank you. Could we explore this topic a bit further next time, please? If possible.
Yeah, yes. I think we'll explore it at some point. Yes, okay. It may not be next time, but yes, never mind. Yeah, appreciate it, Maria Christine. Take good care. Well, thank you all. Thank you so much for your practice, for showing up, for cultivating your own goodness for your own sake and the sake of all those whose lives you touch. May all beings be well. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone. Now,